Hey, Mr. President, I'd like to welcome Senator Melissa Cohen from Bethel Zeta here in Indianapolis to open us in prayer.
Thank you for having me tonight. Following a 1790 visit to the Hebrew congregation of Newport, Rhode Island, George Washington wrote to the Jewish community leaders, reassuring those who had fled religious tyranny that life in their new nation would be different, affording them religious liberty, and that the government would not interfere with individuals in matters of conscience and belief. Washington affirmed, "For happily, the government of the United States gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they who live under its protection should demean themselves as good citizens in giving it on all occasions their effectual support. May the children of the stock of Abraham who dwell in this land continue to merit and enjoy the goodwill of the other inhabitants, while everyone shall sit in safety under his own vine and fig tree, and there shall be none to make him afraid." Yet today, 129 of our Jewish brothers and sisters remain in captivity, torn from their homes, torn from their families, and torn from a world that will now never be normal again. And they are afraid. And we, as American Jews, are afraid. It has been 122 days since the heinous attacks by Hamas on Israel. And as war and bloodshed continue, we condemn Hamas and unequivocally support Israel in its right to defend herself. American Jews recognize ourselves in these people, understanding the fragility of the world we live in as we pray for a peaceful outcome. The national anthem of the Jewish people is called Hatikva, the hope. Kol od baleva pinima, as long as the Jewish heart beats. Od lo avda tikvatenu hatikva bat shnot alpayim, then our 2,000-year hope is not lost. Liotam choshi be'artzeinu eretz litzion v'Yerushalayim, to be a free nation in Zion, in Jerusalem. It is with this hope, this hatikva, that we remain steadfast, proclaiming Am Yisrael Chai, the Jewish people yet live, as we pray for the safe return of those in captivity and for the safety of the Jewish people everywhere. In blessing this esteemed assembly, we pray Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avotenu, our God and God of our ancestors, grant to our country the will and wherewithal to fulfill its calling to justice, liberty, and equality. May each of us fulfill our responsibilities of citizenship with care, generosity, and gratitude, ever conscious of the extraordinary blessing of freedom, ever mindful of our duties to one another. Bless those who volunteer to labor on behalf of us all. May our judges, elected leaders, and all who hold public office exercise their responsibilities with wisdom, fairness, and justice for all. Creator and protector of all, watch over our armed forces and all those entrusted with our safety as they put their lives at risk to protect us and our freedoms. Osei shalom bimromav hu yaseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'al kol yoshvei tevel. May the one who brings peace on high bring peace and prosperity to our world and keep us in safety. Ve'imru, and we say amen.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilors, please pledge your green buttons.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, you are hereby notified that regular meetings of the City County Council, Police, Fire, and Solid Waste Collection Service District Councils will be held in the City County Building in the Public Assembly Room on Monday, February 5th, 2024, at 7:00 p.m. The purposes of such meetings being to conduct any and all business that may properly come before the regular meeting of the council. Sincerely, Bob Olsley, President, City County Council. Ladies and gentlemen, pursuant to the laws of the State of Indiana, I cause to be published in the Court and Commercial Record and in the Indianapolis Star on Friday, January 12, 2024, a copy of a notice of public hearing on proposal number 8/2024, said hearing to detail on Monday, January 22nd at 5:30 p.m. in the Public Assembly Room of the City County Building. On Friday, January 19, 2024, a copy of a notice of public hearing on proposal number 30/2024, said hearing to be held on Monday, February 5th at 7:00 p.m. in the Public Assembly Room of the City County Building. On Friday, January 26, 2024, a copy of a notice of public hearing on proposal number 23/2024, said hearing to be held on Thursday, January 8, 2024, at 6:15 p.m. in the Public Assembly Room of the City County Building. Respectfully, Yolanda Winfield, Clerk of the City County Council. Ladies and gentlemen, I have approved with my signature and delivered this day to the Clerk of the City County Council, Yolanda Winfield, the following ordinances. Special Resolution Numbers 1 and 2, 2023. Joseph H. Hawk, said Mayor. Mr. President, this concludes the official communications.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The next item on our agenda is the adoption of the agenda. Do I have consent?
Consent.
I've been advised that a correction is needed with regard to the journal for December 4th, 2023. Madam Clerk.
Mr. President, we have a correction to the December 4th, 2023 journal. Proposal number 352-2023 appointed Dan Hickey to the Board of Public Works for a two-year term ending December 31st, 2025. Due to a distributor's error, the appointment should have been for a one-year term ending December 31st, 2024. If the council, by consensus, approves this correction, a signed corrected version of the proposal will be included in the Journal of Proceedings for this meeting. All parties have been notified of the error.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Do I have consent?
Consent.
Our team consent, Madam Clerk, please ensure that the proposal and Journal of Proceedings for December the 4th, 2023 are corrected to reflect this action. Councilors, do I have consent to approve the journals for January 8th meeting of the council? Very good. We'll now proceed to the presentation of petitions, memorials, and special resolutions. And this first item on our agenda, proposal number 25, which honors Ariel Spiegler for winning the Boys and Girls Club of Indianapolis 2023 Youth of the Year Award.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can everyone from Boys and Girls Club come up and join us at the podium? Mr. President, I'd also like to take a moment to say to all of you celebrating Black History Month, welcome to this wonderful month of celebration. Mr. President, if you will, the Council of the City of Indianapolis, Marion County, we do have a Special Resolution Number 3 in 2024. It is taking a moment to celebrate an achievement that we're super proud of on the east side, right in our district. This is a special resolution honoring Ariel Stigler for winning the Boys and Girls Clubs of Indianapolis 2023 Youth of the Year Award. Get an opportunity to celebrate the amazing work that our youth are doing all throughout our city, especially on the east side. Thank you so much. Whereas for 130 years, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Indianapolis has provided a safe and nurturing place for every young person in Indianapolis to grow and thrive. It has worked tirelessly to provide them with the tools and mentorship they need to reach their full potential and become positive, productive citizens. Each year, Boys and Girls Clubs recognizes its members for the exemplary work as members, students, and citizens. And whereas a native of Indianapolis, Errol Stadler, has come a long way as a Boys and Girls Club youth. Since joining in 2016, Errol has grown leaps and bounds personally and academically. Starting as a reserved, shy member of the club, she transformed into a bold and fearless leader, both within the club and in our Eastside community. Errol has been actively involved in the Finish Line Boys and Girls Club for the past few summers, serving as a small group leader. She will take the lead in anything related to the arts. As an active participant in dance, step, and cheer teams, Ariel is always willing to volunteer with dance, step, programming.
Whereas, as a student at Lawrence Central High School, Ariel is also a standout leader. She is a student section leader in the choir, a member of the National Honor Society, and participates in Key Club. Additionally, Ariel chooses to sacrifice her time at the club as a staff member so that she can focus solely on academic achievement. And whereas Ariel attributes her leadership and growth at the club to consistent support and encouragement from her club director, Taliana Kastner, she also says that the value in her time at the club has made her who she is today. That's an awesome statement. Whereas Ariel has grown into an amazing leader amongst her peers, she carries herself with incredible poise, and she is loved and respected by all. After years at the club, her personal growth and dedication, she has made her academic goals very clear. Ariel plans to attend Tennessee State University. And major in nursing. Let's clap again. Matter resolved by the City County Council of Indianapolis, City of Indianapolis and Marion County, Section 1. The Indianapolis City County Council proudly honors Ariel Stigler for winning the Boys and Girls Club of Indianapolis 2023 Youth of the Year Award. Section 2, the City Council heartily thanks Ariel for her dedication of being a remarkable leader at the Boys and Girls Club of Indianapolis and wishes her an abundance of success in her future endeavors. Section 3, the mayor has been invited to join in this resolution by affixing his signature to, which he has. Section 4, this resolution shall be in full force and effect upon adoption and compliance by IC36-3-14. This special resolution was sponsored by Council Graves and Jackson and was passed by the City County Council this 5th day of February 2024. Is it the 5th or the 4th? I'm just saying the 4th all day. And Mr. President, I so move. And before we turn it over to Ariel.
Motion is moved. Probably moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, signify by nay. Motion carries. Back to the speakers.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I turn it over to Ariel, I would like to acknowledge the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club, our Madam Majority Leader, Maggie Lewis. Your mother. So, Mom, we want to acknowledge you, and then if you want anything to say, you can as well. Give you a minute, and then I see you crying, you can. And then have to say something. Go ahead, Mom.
We just appreciate the opportunity of her being acknowledged, just for the awesome leader that she is, and we appreciate the Boys and Girls Club for just being such a big support to her and her family. So, just turn over to Aria now.
Hi. I didn't know what I was going to care for, but I appreciate it so much. It's very surprising. I'm at a loss for words, but I just appreciate it, and especially the Boys and Girls Club.
Congratulations.
Next item on agenda is proposal number 52, which recognizes Dr. Jessica L. Braden for her steadfast resolve to effect positive change within communities.
Mr. President, I know Dr. Braden is on her way. Is she here yet?
Yes.
Okay, come on down. Anybody else want to come and join us from church?
Mr. President, if you don't mind, thank you so much. This is a special resolution that is recognizing Dr. Jessica Braden for her steadfast resolve to effect positive change within communities. Whereas Dr. Braden stands as a beacon of resilience, influence, and unwavering dedication, embodying the essence of an entrepreneurial luminary and esteemed educator of the community, consistently empowering individuals through her transformative journey marked by healing, growth, and monumental achievements. And whereas her unyielding commitment to community service and empowerment has garnered widespread admiration, notably culminating in the prestigious Women's Organization of the Year Award, a testament to her tireless endeavors with diverse place, reflecting her steadfast resolve to effect positive change within communities. And whereas Dr. Braden's personal narrative, marked by triumph over adversity and the pursuit of healing, serves as an inspiration to countless souls, offering hope through her candid sharing of struggles and victories, emphasizing the profound importance of healing, self-compassion, and personal growth.
And whereas her entrepreneurial prowess shines through her successful ventures, including impactful nonprofit initiatives and influential media platforms, each a testament of her unwavering commitment to education, empowerment, and the creation of pathways for others to thrive. And whereas Dr. Braden's profound dedication to education and mentorship resonates through her ownership of esteem, medical training, and intuitions. Passionately guiding and empowering students toward impactful careers in healthcare while extending mentorship to aspiring entrepreneurs and professionals, thereby fostering a legacy of knowledge and empowerment. And whereas an inedible mark within the media industry and literary journey that stands a testament to her resilience and unwavering pursuit of writing passion despite obstacles, inspiring others through her relentless commitment of realizing her dreams. And whereas may Dr. Braden be celebrated as a guiding light, as an exemplar of resilience and an embodiment of empowerment for generations to come. And thereby, therefore, be resolved by the City County Council of the City of Indianapolis, Marion County, Section 1. The City County Council recognizes Dr. Braden for her steadfast resolve to the effective positive change within communities. Section 2, the City of Indianapolis greatly appreciates Dr. Braden's commitment to the consistently empowerment of individuals through nonprofit initiatives, influential media platforms, education and mentorship, entrepreneurship, and inspirational leadership. Section 3, the mayor is invited to join in this resolution by affixing his signature here too, and he has. And Section 4, this resolution shall be in full force and effect upon adoption and compliance, IC 36-3-4-14. This special resolution was sponsored by Council Jackson and was passed by the City County Council on this 5th day of February, 2024. Mr. President, I so move.
Second.
Motion's been properly moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Right. Ayes have it. Back to the speakers.
Mr. President, thank you. I just wanted to say that Dr. Braden's been in my district where she had houses of a lot of the services that she provides to the members of our community on the east side of Indianapolis in general. And it's just been recent that I've been made aware of many things that she's done, but immediately it's become aware to me of the incredible reach that she's had through Deborah's Place and some of the other things that she does. She engages corporations to be participants in solving some of the problems that we have on the east side. She is just incredible, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much, Dr.
She is a powerhouse, phenomenal, and a woman of God. That's what I'll say about her. I connected through her through my nonprofit, as well as the work that I do in the community, and also the work that I do in the council. This woman is a representative of what we need for resources and looking out for what we say the little people to help the other little people. She's a helping hand lifting people up, and that's what we like. We'd like you the opportunity to speak, Dr. Braden, at this point.
My amazing supportive husband, Deshae, and my children who are not here on tonight as well. Thank you so much, Councilwoman Jackson, for honoring the work that Deborah Place does in the community. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the following people and dedicate this honor to them. Pastor Mr. Tim, Dr. Tanya Harris. There is no way, I don't see them yet, but there's no way that I could have done or do the things that I do without you. We could not, I'm shaking, I'm so nervous. But I would not be able to feed the hungry, help homicide victims' families, help people whose houses have burned down, and just so much more, help other nonprofits that serve the communities. I want you to know, Pastor and Sister Harris, how much I appreciate you. Jennifer Rogers isn't here, but Jenny knows that if it wasn't for her logistical genius, I would not be able to do what I do on the level that we do. We impact the entire Midwest and even some states down Atlanta, Tennessee, and so much more. So I want to say thank you to my pastors and to Jennifer Rogers, and thank you again for this opportunity to serve.
And her deep empathy for youth and families confronting adversities. And whereas in June 1978, she entered into marriage with Tim Harris for Chillicothe, Ohio. And from this union, two children were born, Tokoya and Tim II. Fulfilling her desire for a large family, knowing her children would choose their partners, Eldon Porter and Andrea Hoke. became an integral part of the Harris family, complimenting it with their unions, followed by the blessings of six cherished grandchildren. And whereas alongside her husband, Tim, Dr. Tanya Harris founded TM Youth Camp in 1980, and on the Hollow Hills campgrounds in Zanesville, Ohio, this enduring initiative continues to impact youth across the United States and Canada, fulfilling its mission to reach the current generation and strengthen the brethren. Furthermore, the inaugural TM Pastor and Leadership Camps in January 2018, conceived and executed by Tim and Tanya together, remains committed to this divine purpose. And whereas extending their commitment to serving God's people of all ages, Dr. Tanya's daughter, Tapoya, initiated TM Children's Camp in 2014, completing a full spectrum of outreach activities under the TM umbrella. And whereas on December 31st, 1996, Dr. Tanya Harris, in partnership with her husband, Tim, established a Turning Point Family Worship Center, guided by the motto, "If you do it the Bible way, you'll get the Bible results." All right. Their vision remains steadfast in teaching, training, transforming, and testifying, aligning every aspect of their ministry with God's will, and I can testify to that. And whereas the vision of Turning Point Family Worship Center and TM Camp has blossomed in a thriving reality, encompassing 23 acres in the heart of Indianapolis, Far East Side. Within this haven, 26 ministries, including the community of scholars, TP Kitty Academy, and TP Schools, caters from first to eighth grades, are making significant and transformative impacts on the community. I'm a pause there because they are A-rated school and they don't. Whereas Dr. Tanya Harris, alongside her husband Tim, have tirelessly devoted their lives to serving others and leaving an indelible mark on the love, faith, and unwavering commitment of uplifting, empowering, and countless hearts and minds. And whereas February 5th, 2024 shall forever be celebrated as Mr. Tim and Dr. Tanya Harris Day. The lives of countless individuals and communities. This day serves as a tribute to their selfless dedication, love, and transformative influence they have imparted, leaving an indelible mark on the world. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City County Council of the City of Indianapolis and Marion County, Indiana. Section 1, the City County County recognizes Pastor Tim and Dr. Tanya Harris. Section 2, the City of Indianapolis also acknowledges and appreciates Pastor Tim and Dr. Tanya Harris' dedication and commitment to bettering the lives of not just Turning Point's community, but the entire city of Indianapolis. Section 3, the mayor is invited to join in this resolution by affixing his signature here too, and he has. Section 4, this resolution should be in full effect and upon adoption of compliance 36-3-4-14, this special resolution is sponsored by Councilor Jackson and was passed by the City County Council this fifth day of February 2024. And Mr. President, I so move.
Second. Motion been properly moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, signify by nay. Motion carries. Back to your speakers.
I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Tanya Harris, and before I do, Mr. President was not in here, or the countless of clothes drives, fair days, giveaways, and if you don't know, her husband is the owner of the chemical company, for those who don't know that, okay, in your district. That embodies work of other small businesses that Dr. Brady was talking about, that lends ways to warehouses for other people to do the work they need to do, for other small non-for-profits to do the work we need to do. And I can't even describe the more of all they do, but thank you for all that you do to serve not just the community, but God's people.
Amen.
I'm going to say far east side one more time. I would like to thank the City Council of Indianapolis, as well as our loved, very much loved, Council Lady, or Chairwoman, I mean Councilwoman, I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson, I know we're coming for something and this is special, so we try to be here this evening. Jim couldn't be here, but I am here to say thank you. And I want to say that you don't take moments like this lightly, but one thing at this stage in life I've learned, that you don't get anywhere without the support of those who love you and believe in you and support you. And so I want to say thank you to my family. My precious, precious grandbabies are here with me, and my son, daughter, and my daughter-in-law, but I don't normally call her that. But I want to thank them for being here. And I want to thank God for all that he has done. He planted us at 46 and Post Road for a reason. And we are there to serve our community, and we love it. But even with all that love, we needed somebody to come alongside, like a Dr. Jessica Raiden, with ideas and resources to help make every giveaway we do even greater than what we imagined. So we thank God for Dr. Jessica again. Without the worker and the support of our family, our church family, every giveaway, whether setting up, going in the neighborhood, inviting people, cleaning up, serving the community, we couldn't do it without our Turning Point family.
Right.
So I thank God for those who have joined me tonight. I want to give a shout out to Turning Point Family Worship Center. And last but not least, I just want to say to you, we appreciate the support on the far east side. There is a great work to do, and we're partnering with not only LaKeisha Jackson, but Pathway Resources and others in that area just to make it happen. Thank you for this recognition. Thank you for the honor. Keep praying for us. We are definitely praying for you. God bless you. Eugenia D. Burbridge as Raspberry, Hayden Jones Edwards, Thelma Frost Jackson, Athel Cockendall, Colleen Morton, Finney, Physical Wheatley, Phyllis Wheatley. Oh, they're all married, so let me get this right. Phyllis Wheatley Waters, whose designer is sorority crest.
Ooh.
Hazel Alexander, Helen Hunnis Anderson, Spalding Pritchard Berry, Velma Pritchard Cage, Anna M. Hall Courtney, Iva Marshall Davis, Gladys Lucas Doyle, Selma Beck Harry, Ruth Haynes, Martha Horner, Fanny Hyde, Lillian Lemon, Henrietta Herrick, McMillan, Edith Overton, Mercy Smith, Frances Stapp, Lillian Taylor, Harriet Taylor, Murray, Atkins, she got four, oh wow, let me start over. Harriet Taylor, Murray Atkins Walls, A. Lewis Moss Webb, and Lorraine Cook Turner with Mary A. Johnson. Dean of Girls at Crispin Attucks High School, serving as the chapter's first president. And whereas, throughout the years, AMO has given leadership and a robust support to various national programs such as the Foreign Scholarship Fund, the Mississippi Health Project, the Sickle Cell Anemia Project, the Cleveland Job Corps, the Project of Purchase, the birthplace of Martin Luther King Jr., and the Educational Advancement Foundation. And whereas,
whereas in 1979, Ivy Endowment Incorporated was established to pledge and honor AMO's commitment to supporting young women's education in Central Indiana. Programs such as the Debutante Cotillion, Rosebuds, and Rose Petals were developed to equip, encourage, and stimulate young women to pursue higher education. And academic excellence, personal development, and civic involvement. Education continues to be one of AMO's primary focuses. Alpha Mu Omega has also provided arts, entertainment, lectures, and forums as a social and educational opportunity for the local community. And
whereas, under the leadership of the chapter president, Tamika Creighton, Alpha Mu Omega is the proud home chapter of over 607 women, ranging from age 22 to 99, who represent every facet of the Indianapolis community, such as educators, businesswomen, lawyers, doctors, theologians, philanthropists, and homemakers. And whereas, after 95 years of service, Alpha Mu Omega continues to have a rich legacy of women making a difference throughout the Indianapolis community, as well as internationally through Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Now therefore, be it resolved by the City County Council of the City of Indianapolis and of Marion County, Indiana.
Section 1, the Indianapolis City County Council proudly recognizes the 95th anniversary of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated Alpha Mu Omega Chapter. Section 2, the Council further thanks Alpha Mu Omega for its many years of service to the community and encourage its continued purpose of achievement. Section 3, the Mayor is invited to join in this resolution by affixing his signature here too. Section 4, this resolution shall be in full force and effect upon adoption and compliance with IC 36
-3-4-14.
Mr. President, I so move.
Okay. Motion is properly moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, signify by nay. Motion carries. Back to the speakers.
Thank you, Mr. President. With permission, I would like to invite the president of the chapter to speak for a couple minutes.
Please.
Thank you. Thank you. To the members of the Indianapolis City County Council, thank you so much for this special recognition commemorating our 95 years of service in the Indianapolis community. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated is a dynamic, international, vibrant, and ever-changing intergenerational sisterhood comprising of more than 355 5,000 members. More than 1,000 of those members call Indianapolis home. Our members live and work within your districts. They are the leaders and decision makers in their organizations where they are employed and are committed to standing shoulder to shoulder with each of you to support your efforts to improve the quality of life for all living in our city. You should know that the members of Alpha Mu Omega have left an indelible mark on our sisterhood since our founding in 1929. From Phyllis Wheatley Waters, who created the sorority's crest, to the numerous chapter members who have served and are currently serving our sisterhood on the international level. Our Hoosier values can be felt throughout the world, and our chapter members support our global mission to be of service to all mankind. So on behalf of the 614 members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Mu Omega Chapter, we thank you for this special resolution. And please know that if we can ever be of service to you, know that we are ready, we are willing, and we are able to serve. Thank you.
Chief Deputy Mayor. Proposal 2 appoints Wesley Jones as Deputy Office of Audit and Performance. And Proposal number 3 appoints Judith Thomas as Deputy Mayor of Neighborhood Engagement. All passed out of committee, 10-0. I so move.
Motion's been properly moved and seconded. Other comments from councilors? I'd see none. Let's proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25-0. The next item on our agenda is proposal number 4, referred to the Metropolitan Economic Development Committee, Chairwoman Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With this hand, I'd like to take proposal number 4, 5, 6, and... Proposal number 4 approves the mayor's appointment of Abby Brands as the director of the Department of Business, Neighborhood Services. Proposal passed out of committee by a vote of 10-0. Mr. President, I so move.
Motion is properly moved and seconded. Other comments from councilors? I'd say none. Let's proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25-0. The next item on our agenda is proposal number 5, referred to Metropolitan Economic Development Committee. Chairwoman Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. With consent, I'd like to take proposals number 5, 6, 7, and 34 together.
Consent.
All proposals were heard together. They're all reappointments. Proposal number five, Board of Business and Neighborhood Services, appointment to Indianapolis Historic Preservation Commission, reappointment to Indianapolis Historic Preservation Commission, and another reappointment to the Metropolitan Board of Zoning Appeals Division 3. Again, all proposals were taken together and passed on committee by a vote of 10 to 0. Mr. President, I so move.
Second.
Motion's been promptly moved and seconded. Other comments from councilors? Seeing none, let us proceed to board appointment. Motion carries 25 to 0. The next item on our agenda is proposal number 35. Refer to Metropolitan Economic Development Committee, Chair Williams.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal number 35 appoints Natalie Rodriguez to the Metropolitan Board of Zoning Appeals Division 1. Proposal passed out of committee by a vote of 10 to 0. Mr. President, I so move.
Motion has been promptly moved and seconded. Other comments from councilors? And seeing none, let's proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25 to 0. The next item on the agenda is proposal number 36. Refer to Metropolitan Economic Development Committee, Chair Williams.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal number 36 appoints Timothy Watley to the Woodruff Place Economic Improvement Board. The proposal passed out of committee by a vote of 10 to 0. Mr. President, I so move.
Second.
Motion's been promptly moved and seconded. Are there comments from councilors? All right, seeing none, let's proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25 to 0. Next on the agenda is proposal number 12, referred to Public Safety and Criminal Justice Committee. Chairman Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I take proposals 12, 13, 14, 15. Consent, please.
Consent.
Thank you. Proposal number 12 approves the mayor's appointment of Juan Rodriguez as deputy mayor of public health and safety. Proposal number 13 approves the mayor's appointment of Martine Rooney Bernard Tucker as director of the Office of Health and Public Safety. Proposal number 14 approves the mayor's appointment of Richard McKellar as director of the Citizen Police Complaint Office. And proposal number 15 approves the mayor's appointment of Prince Steve Malone as the chief of the Ames Fire Department. Mr. President, y'all pass it out of committee 9-0. I so move.
Second.
Motion's been properly moved and seconded. Other comments from councilors? All right, seeing none, let's proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25-0. Next item on the agenda is proposal number 16. Refer to Public Safety and Criminal Justice Committee, Chairman Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Consent, I'll take proposals 16, 18, 37, 38, 39.
Consent.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal 16, 3 points to Luke Pettis, the Marion County Prison Services Board. Proposal number 18, 3 points to Curtis Bixby, Commercial Services Agency Board. Proposal number 37, points to Tommy Floor, the Marion County Public Defender Board. And proposal number 38, points to Courtney Bond, Disciplines Complaint Board. Proposal number 39 appoints Greg Thomas to the Disciplines Complaint Board. Mr. President, these also pass out of committee 9-0. I so move.
Second.
Motion's been properly moved and seconded. Other comments from councilors? Seeing none, let's proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25-0. The next item on our agenda is proposal number 20, the Public Works Committee, Chairwoman Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal number 20, 2024 approves the mayor's appointment of Brandon Hergett as the Director of Department of Public Works. Counselor Evans moves, seconded by Counselor McCormick, to send Proposal 20 to the full council with the due pass recommendation. The motion carried with a vote of 9-0, and I so move.
Second.
Motion's been properly moved and seconded. Other comments or questions? All right, seeing none, proceed to the board for our votes. Motion carries 25-0. The next item on the agenda is Proposal Number 21. Referred to Public Works Committee, Chairwoman Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal Number 21-24 approves Sebeka Jawanza to the Board of Public Works. Counselor McCormick moves, seconded by Counselor Carmino, to send Proposal 21 to the full council with a due pass recommendation. The motion carried with a vote of 9-0, and I so move.
Motion's been properly moved and seconded. Other comments or questions? And seeing none, please proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25-0. The next item on our agenda is Proposal Number 24, referred to the Municipal Corporations Committee, Chairwoman Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Moving to Municipal Corporations Matter on January 10, 2024. Proposal Number 24-2024 to reappoint Brett Voorhees to the Indianapolis Airport Authority. Counselor Jones moved the proposal, seconded by Counselor Evans, to send a proposal 24-2024 to the full council with a due pass recommendation, carried by a vote of 10-0. Mr. President, I so move.
Motion is properly moved and seconded. Other comments and councilors? So then let us proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25-0. The next item on the agenda is introduction of proposal to the public.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal number 40-2024, introduced by Councilors Oakley and Gibson, was referred to the Administration and Finance Committee, approves the mayor's appointment of Benjamin Tapper as the Director of Office of the Office of Equity, Belonging, and Inclusion. Proposal numbers 41-43-2024 were referred to the Ethics Committee. Proposal number 41, introduced by Councilor McCormick, confirms the mayor's appointment of Shane Hatchett to the Ethics Commission. Proposal number 42-2024, introduced by Councilor McCormick, confirms the mayor's appointment of Charles Bush II to the Ethics Commission. Proposal number 43-2024, introduced by Councilor McCormick, confirms the mayor's appointment of Pasha Phelps to the Ethics Commission. Proposals number 44-47 were referred to the Metropolitan Economic Development Committee. Proposal number 44-2024, introduced by Councilor Lewis, reappoints Michael James to the Metropolitan Development Commission. Proposal number 45, introduced by Councilor Mowley, reappoints Daniel Moriarty to the Metropolitan Development Commission. Proposal number 46-2024, introduced by Councilors Lewis and Gibson, appoints Christopher Roberson to the Animal Services Advisory Board. Proposal number 47-2024, introduced by Councilors Lewis and Osley, approves the amounts, locations, and programmatic operation of certain projects to be funded from community development grant funds. Proposals number 48-50 were referred to the Public Safety and Criminal Justice Committee. Proposal number 48, introduced by Councilor Robinson, reappoints Craig Cordy to the Citizens Police Complaint Board. Proposal number 49, introduced by Councilor Robinson, reappoints Bill Moreau to the Assessment and Intervention Center Advisory Board. Proposal number 50-2024, introduced by Councilor Robinson, approves certain public purpose grants totaling $250,000 from the Drug-Free Community Fund. Proposal number 51-2024, introduced by Councilor Jones and referred to the Public Works Committee, reappoints Joe Hoffman to the Marion County Stormwater Management Technical Advisory Committee. Mr. President, that concludes the introductions.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The next item on our agenda is special orders priority business. Proposal numbers 54 through 63 are all rezonings that were certified to the council for approval by the Metropolitan Development Commission in January of 2024. No council wishes to call down any of these proposals for reconsideration. They will pass into law. Does anyone wish to call down any of the proposals for reconsideration? All right, seeing none, proposal numbers 54 through 63 will now pass into law. General Counsel Pierce has informed me that the parties have reached an agreement on proposal number 30 and have submitted modified commitments. I will entertain a motion to vote on this proposal without a full hearing. Please note that we are voting on just whether to have the hearing. A yes vote means that we vote on the proposal without a public hearing.
So moved.
Second. Amen. A no vote means we have a public hearing prior to voting on the proposal. Is there a motion?
Second.
Okay. Very good. Is there anyone in the room present who feels that a hearing is necessary? You will now have 2 minutes to explain why we should have such a hearing. All right, seeing none. Let us go to the board. Again, a yes vote means that we vote on the proposal without a public hearing, and a no vote means that we have a public hearing prior to voting on the proposal. Let me go to the board. The ayes have it. There should be a round of applause for that. I'll now entertain a motion to approve the MPC's recommendations to rezone the property as modified by the submitted commitments.
So moved.
Second.
A yes vote will change the zoning map subject to the submitted commitments. A no vote will overturn the MDC and not rezone the property. Let us go to the board for a vote. It passes 25-0. Proposal number 30 will now pass into law.
Thank you to everybody here. I know everybody worked really hard, so just thanks all around.
clarification. I abstained from that last vote, and I should have abstained from the prior vote as well. I got so excited that I have recused myself from this matter, so I should have been abstaining on both.
We'll ask the clerk to note that. Thank you very much. There is no business on the special orders and unfinished business, so we'll now proceed to special orders final adoption. And this next item on our agenda is proposal number 8, referring to Metropolitan and Economic Development Committee. Chairwoman Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal number 8, amends the declaratory resolution creating the Brooksville Road, Irvington Plaza Economic Development Area, and Irvington Brookville Road Allocation Area to enlarge the area to include additional parcels and establishes an enlarged area as a tax increment financing TIP allocation area designated as an enlarged Irvington Brookville Road allocation area. Passed out of committee by a vote of 11-0. Mr. President, I so move.
Second. Motions are properly moved and seconded. Are there comments from councilors? All right, seeing none, let us proceed to the board for our vote. Motion carries 25-0. Next item on the agenda is proposal number 9. Refer to Metropolitan Economic Development Committee. Chairman Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal number 9 includes the intergovernmental transfer of certain real property from the Consolidated City of the Department of Metropolitan Development on behalf of the Metropolitan Development Commission of the real property generally known as 37th, located at 2605 East 25th Street for redevelopment and redevelopment district. Proposal passed out of committee by a vote of 11-0. Mr. President, I so move.
Motion's been properly moved and seconded. Are there comments from councilors? Right, seeing none, let us proceed to the board for a vote. Motion carries 25-0. The next item on the agenda is proposal number 22, referred to the Public Works Committee. Chairwoman Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. Proposal number 22-2024 amends Chapter 441 of the Revised Code to require that the Fatal Crash Review Team review serious bodily injuries in addition to fatal crashes. Councilor Nielsen moved, seconded by Councilor McCormick, to send Proposal 22 to the full council with the due pass recommendation. That motion carried with a vote of 9-0, and I so move.
Motion's been properly moved and seconded. Are there comments from councilors? Chairman Park.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple comments. As noted, the Proposal 22 amends Chapter 441 of the Revised Code to require that the Federal Crime Review Team review serious bodily injuries in addition to fatal crashes. This is another step in furthering the work that Councilor Lewis and I started over a decade ago by expanding the benefit of the streets ordinance and taking another step in a series of steps to address pedestrian safety. This proposal will widen the aperture and ask the Fatal Crash Review Team to consider both fatal incidents and serious injuries. In this way, holistic initiatives can be taken to reduce crashes, ultimately making our city streets safer for everyone. I think everyone in this council knows we have a pedestrian and cyclist safety crisis in the city, and I'm asked the council for support tonight. I do want to take a minute to thank DPW and especially Director Herter. He worked very closely with me and Councilor Nielsen as we thought this proposal through. We did refine it and tailor it over the course of several months, and that took a lot of partnership and willingness to work through this. So I deeply appreciate the director and DPW working with us. I also want to thank Kim Irwin of House by Design, who has been my long-term partner and sounding board. Thinking through the train safety issues. She was a very significant need for assistance in getting the proposal developed and down to this level. So thank you very much.
Any additional comments? All right, then let's proceed to the board. Motion carries 25-0. There is no business on the Special Service District Council, and there is no business of new business. So the next item on our agenda is announcements and adjournments. The docketed agenda for this meeting of council having been completed, the chair will now entertain motions for adjournment.
Mr. President.
Chairman Kaptanzis, Councilor Mowry.
Mr. President, I've been asked to offer the following motion for adjournment by Councilors Dosley, Graves, Lewis, and Jackson in memory of Jerry Wade. By Councilors Lewis in memory of Gilda John Chubb, Justin Darnell Boyd Sr., and Jasmine Nicole Ivy. By Councilor Graves in memory of Charles B. Montgomery, Timothy D. Jelks, and Donnie Harris. By Councilor Osley in memory of John C. Doc Holliday, Keith Hayes, Cindy Henry, Marcia Lewis, Marcia Lewis, Tolu Ania, and Charles Sanders. By Councilor Barth in memory of Nancy Ann Wellrick. By Councilor Roberts in memory of Joan D. Lee. Mr. President, I'd like to move the following adjournment of the meeting of the City of Annapolis City County Council in recognition of and respect for the life and contributions of those persons I have here specifically named. I respectfully ask for the support of fellow councilors. I further request that the motion be made part of the permanent record of this body, and that a letter bearing the council seal and signature of the president be sent to the family of each person advising of this action.
Thank you, Councilor Mowry. Hearing no objections, the motion is received. The request is ordered. Hearing no further motion to adjourn. Thank you.